the Internet Report, where we uncover what's working and what's breaking on the internet and why. I'm Angelique Medina, and I'm joined by my co-host, Archana Kesavan.
Hey, guys.
So we had a couple of incidents last week. One of them was application related, so that was Twitter. And we also had a transit provider that had a fairly large global outage last week as well. So we're going to touch on those two. It's going to be a fairly brief episode, and we're going to come back next week and go a little bit deeper on some recent incidents.
Right.
So with that, let's start with Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter outage was, I think, October 15th. So it was Thursday. It was the end of the evening. It was towards 5:30. It lasted for about an hour and a half. And users around the globe were complaining that they were unable to post or retweet, tweets. So it looked like, but Twitter did come out and say it was an internal system that had caused the outage and, you know, trying to make sure there were no rumors of it being a hack, which,
right.
You know, Twitter had, you know, faced some issues regarding that earlier in the year. So definitely looked like an internal problem that affected some users. An hour and a half can be long.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it affected all of their functionality, though. It seemed like it was really kind of just isolated to posting, which, you know, admittedly, that's a large, heavy part of using Twitter. But, you know, going to Twitter's site or using it on your mobile device, I personally didn't notice it. You know, so I guess it just was limited to the number of people who were trying to actively use the product at that time.
Right. Yeah. Pretty small scale, given the, impact of the outage.
Yeah. So maybe not the worst thing to happen in the scheme of things. In somewhat unrelated news, there was a transit provider, in this case, Zayo, that had a fairly, I guess you could say, early morning incident based on kind of where they're located in their headquarters, which are in Denver. So in this case, Zayo, they had an incident that seemed to mostly involve their interfaces that were located either in Denver or on the West Coast or kind of the Southwest.
Right.
But also as far as Australia and Amsterdam, I mean, we saw it kind of global as well.
Right. Given the time of the outage, right, it was around 2 a.m. Mountain Time. So again, has the signatures of it being most likely a small maintenance.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that, severe in terms of the impact of the outage, which is always a good thing. And we've actually gone in and discussed, Angelique, like one of the things that you had worked on in the Internet Report in terms of looking at outages and the timeline, we did notice that a large part of the outages tend to happen around these maintenance windows. So when we call them an outage, it's, yeah, there are issues with, you know, forwarding packets. So it manifests as packet loss. But in terms of impact, that's a little different depending on when that outage actually happens.
That's right. Yeah. And we didn't hear any chatter related to this, which is unsurprising, particularly in the US, because they are US based. And to your point, this was kind of outside of typical hours. And it wasn't as large as we've seen a lot of these incidents, even though it was fairly distributed across many different cities and even continents. It, you know, overall, for the vast majority of it, affected under 30 interfaces, although, you know, fairly prolonged from the standpoint of what we typically see with like maintenance
or
network state changes, like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then after that, it kind of just, there was like a few other instances and with just, you know, under 10 minutes in the three kind of subsequent incidents. And again, fairly small scale. So that was really kind of it in terms of, the stuff that we saw and surfaced. If you were a customer, or if you currently are a customer of Zayo, and you had, if you saw this and you had any particular impact on your systems or your customers, let us know. We didn't really see kind of a lot that, and certainly not a lot of chatter that would suggest that, it had a broad impact.
Definitely. It was a pretty slow week given That's the case. Yeah. Even like we said,
although there's a new iPhone, right? So isn't that?
Well, it's only for Verizon networks and it works really, really well. So only when you have millimeter 5G, is that what it's called? Low band 5G?
I didn't actually watch the keynote, but I noticed in a newsletter that goes out on a weekly basis that somebody had sprung for the new phone. So I'm going to call out Christian.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Well, I did pre-order it, so I'll let you know how that goes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, that's going to be our show this week. Again, we're going to come back next week and go a little bit further under the hood on some of the incidents that we've noticed over the last few weeks and anything that's popped up this week. So with that, again, don't forget to subscribe. And if you do, we'll send you a t-shirt. So send your size and your address to internetreport@thousandeyes.com and we'll get that right over to you.
All right, we'll see you guys next week then.
Take care.